We are up to Hakdama Yud Beis now, and this Hakdama is called Nechalm Holchem El Hayamet. All the rivers, all the streams, make its way to the water. And in this Hakdama, Bo Yisbar Ketzad Nirmat Yudas Hashefa Mishmei Ma'al. We're going to learn how the Shefa, the influences, come from Shemaim, from above. Derech Ha'Eser Sfiros, from the Eser Sfiros, Bechamisha Chelkei Mekor Hemaim. In five different sources of water. So as we'll see there, the different ways how the Torah and Chazal refer to water, and each one is significant. They mean something physically different. There's a spring, there's a river, there's a sea. But in Pnimius, they each represent something much deeper. So he writes that, Or HaShefa Nimshecha Mimeromim Derech Hadalat Olamos. The Shefa that comes from the higher worlds come from four different worlds, which is again Abia, which is Atzilas, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. They're all Nimshel Olamayim. They're all compared to water in different ways. Hayordim mimakom gavo lemakom nemoch. Like the water always trickles down with gravity. That's the mashal to the shefa. V'lachein chamisha sugei mekomos sheyeshem b'mayim shehim. The five different areas of water, which is the makor, source of water, ma'ayan, which is a spring. A nahar is a river, nachal is more of a stream, and yam is a sea. These are five different ways to refer to waters. Roms and al hahe olamos hanal. Even though we mentioned four, there are really four that are five. Everything in Pnimius is four, but it's really five. There are four letters of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, but then there's the Kod Sheyud, which is the fifth hidden one. Everything's a four that are really five. So he says, Hu al zeh ofen. So he explains each one and the significance of the body of water. The Aleph in Makor is a Keser. The source of everything, Keser is the highest form. It's the source of all the Shefa. Shia Makor l'chol ha'olamos ve'ein lo sof. It's endless. The Fisha melubash boha or ein sof. Because the Keser is the closest thing to or ein sof, the infinite light, which is a reference to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the closest we could explain him. It's something infinite. So the Makor is the source of all water, that it's just endless. The water is just constant. Beis is Ma'ayan Zechachma. It's a spring. It's a spring which represents the spring of wisdom. Ubechol makom shenizkar b'ksuvim inyan Ma'ayanos Hachachma. We mention this phrase in a number of places. Kayal Sfiras Chachma. That's a reference to Chachma. Gimel is a Nahar Zebina. Kimod Isa Bizar Kodesh Sheomim Lufnei Tkiya Shofar. So the Zohar refers to what we say prior to Shofar, Pitul Tehillim that we say beforehand, but the idea of Nahar is very much connected to the Indian of Shofar and to Rosh Hashanah. And then Dalad Nachal Zet Teferis, which is a stream that represents Teferis V'cholechad Me'ashisha K'tzavos Hu Nachal B'fnei Atmud. Each one of the six different directions, Chesed, Gvura, Teferis, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, all of them represent a different type of Nachal, a different type of stream. And hey is Yam Hu Hamalchus, the water where everything comes is Malchus, which catches everything, because like all the rivers flow into a water, and everything ends up, the waterfalls and the springs, everything ends up into a big sea, into the big ocean. That's the Yam, because remember Malchus is on the bottom, all the Shefa comes down, Netzach comes, and Yesod comes, and Chesed comes down. So Yam is Malchus, the Tevas Yam, Ola Chamishim Neged Chamishim Sharibina. So the Yam is 50, it's connected to 50 Bino. Now we're not talking about Bino, we're talking about Malchus here. But he explains, Kemo sheyesh bebina chamishim sh'arim. Just like Bina has 50 gates, Ken yesh b'malchus chamishim sh'arim. Ki ki'ima kebita. Because if you remember that, if you had the partuf and the different personalities that represent the spheros, so there's two men, there are two women. The Chachma is the father and the Bina is the mother. The Tferis is their Anpin, that's the boy, and the Malchus is the girl. So the girl is Malchus and the Bina is the mother. So we have this connection between the Malchus and Bina, so they both represent the 50, the Bina. The 50, Yam, is 50. So that's Malchus, just like Bina is 50, the gates of Bina. And he writes in the parentheses, in the brackets here, Hachilak bein Bina u Malchus hu, The difference between Bina and Malchus, aside from where they are located in this, is that Bina is Nikres Mi. The mem is first, Milashon Mizos. Like, Mizos is, who is this? Like, you don't really understand what Bina is. Bina is a little too far for us to understand. So it's Mem Yud, Ki Alma Dekaima L'Sheila. It's a place that you have to question, you have to understand, you can't fully comprehend it. B'yosem Me'alamim D'Los Galim, because Bina is in the world that's not revealed. Alma D'Askasya, which is also Malchus, Bina is also Leia. Leia is considered Alma Deskasi, which is the world that's hidden. We don't really understand Leia. That's what we explain in the Hagdam of Vav. But Malchus is Beskalis. We very much know Malchus. It's in this world. We could say, oh, that's a water. We know what it is. We don't say me. We say Yam. It's the same letters, the same Gatria, but the different order. And Malchus is Kineged Rachel, whom we more understand. It's in this world. She is Alma Deskalia. The differences. So what we're going to be seeing, in essence, what we just saw, is much of what the Shari Ora goes to. What's the Shari Ora? Shari Ora, Rav Gitilyak, is a Rishon who wrote a Sefer on the Sfiros. It's a very important one. It's what many recommend, Rav Weinberger recommended to me and others, to read this, learn this as Akdama to the Svar Makadoshim. And it goes to the Yesa Sfiros and different words that capture each Sfiros. So it has Malchus. Malchus is Yam, Malchus is Haaretz, Malchus, so many words. So this is just telling us the different waters, which ones represent Malchus and Tiferes and so on. And it's good to have those terms, because now when you read Psukim, you can understand there's, well, different layers. There's the Pshat, there's the Drasha, and then there's the Pnimius, the Sod, which is what those words capture. Okay. Hakdama Yud Gimel, the Dal Yesodos, the four foundations of the world. And Bo Yisbarer Ketzad Nirmazim HaEsher Sfiros B'Dal Yisoldos Shel HaBriya Eish Ruach Mayim Afar. These are four different fundamentals, the basics of the creation of the world. So he explains. Kula, all of creation, V'Chol HaBruim, all those who are created, the creations, Murkavin Midal Yisoldos, are somehow combinations of these Dal Yisoldos. Mayim Eish Ruach Afar, water, fire, wind, and dirt. V'nikru b'rashi tevos arma, v'chol echad me'elu hadal yisodos mikor mekomo tahor. Each one comes from a very pure source. Me'eser sfiros v'adal olamos hanal. So mayim connects to a certain sphere and to a certain olam and eish. Every time you see four, it's all everything's connected to each other. There's also, I don't remember if he discussed this yet, but there's also Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, and Chaya. So those connected to each of the worlds of Asi, you know, Asilas, Bria, Yitzi, and Asira. And then there's the fifth one, which is Yechida. Rav Weinberger made mention of this at the Hilula. Those understood what Yechida meant. Those who didn't understand, oh, Yechida means like it's Yechidas. But Yechida is it's outside the body. It's higher up than the other parts of the Neshama. So we have here Mayim Eish Ruach Afar, we have Yud Kevavke, we have Abia, we have the Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya, all these things connect to each other. V'chiyusa midal osios Hashem Havaya Baruch Hu Kidilahalam. And its source, the real source, is from the four osios of Shem Hashem, of Havaya. So Shor Shemayim Hu B'Chachma. So water, we said before, is Chachma. Ki Chachma Hu Shorash Midas HaChesed Sheshneim B'Tzad Yamin. Now it gets a little tricky, because we did say before that there were different types of waters we spoke of. That was the previous Hagdama. There's Makor, there's Mayan, there's Naha, there's Nachal, the Jam. But Mayim overall represents water. So this is one of the things that you have to deal with in Panemius. I mentioned to their few Mahalchim how to answer Steiros. So one way is to learn Panemius and Chitzonius. It's how I look at things and what's really going on in the inside. There's top direction versus bottom. How I view the Steiros is different than how Hashem views the Steiros. And then there's also, in terms of klal and prat. So when there's a stira, oftentimes it's an issue of klal and prat. So klal, mayim, is really chesed. But within chesed, there's a mayim that's a type of gvur, and there's a mayim that's a type of bina, there's a mayim that's a type, but that's the prat within the klal. But overall, it's a chesed thing, but even chesed has different directions of different. So they say that there are millions upon millions of spheres, whatever that means. So there's the klal sphere, and then each sphere has its own. Chesed has its, Chesed Sheba Chesed, and Gvur Sheba Chesed. And within that, there's even Chesed Sheba Chesed Sheba Chesed, and there's Chesed Sheba Gvur Sheba Chesed, and there's Tver Sheba Gvur, constant. But that's how you have to understand these, not steers, but that's how you understand what's going on. So So Mayim, in essence, Mayim represents Chesed. It's the Tzad Yamin, it's the right side of water. That's where it is. Lachein Hamayim Matzmichen Kol Minei Taiva. Because Ki Ava Hu Midas Chesed. So when you learn these things, Mayim represents Taiva. That's why they're punished with the Mabul, because they were involved in Taiva and Arayos. Mayim is destruction. So then how could it be that Mayim represents Chesed at the same time? The Torah is Mayim. What does that mean? And the answer is because Zelumaz, everything has the opposites of each other. That we've discussed this in the past, how Avram is Midas Chesed, right? He's a Machnes Orchim. But the clip of Chesed is that when you have too much love, you're looking for everyone, that could turn into loving everyone in a Taiva way. And Litaraya. So that's why Avram had given birth, his offspring was Yishmael, who was the Indian of Arayos, while Yitzchak, rather, gave birth to Esav, who was a Gvura and murder. Yishmael represents Arayos, because Arayos comes from that same place as Chesed. Guys who are really nice and love Chesed oftentimes have that challenge of Arayos more than other types of people. So Mayim is, you know, just expansive. The water takes over the world, but that expansiveness could be in Chesed, loving everyone, or it could be in terms of Taiva. That's how we understand it. And this is, by the way, why we say in Rosh Hashanah, we say Mariv, we say the Kapitel Tehillim, it says Mayim, how does it go again? Kol Al Mayim, you'll see after Mariv, we'll say this Kapitel which talks about Mayim, because Mayim represents Chesed. That's what we're asking as we're entering into Yom HaDin. We're asking a Kadosh Baruch Hu for Mayim, that Indian of Chesed and of Tshuva. So that's water. Water is Chachma, water is Chesed. Shor Sha'esh, fire, is from the source of Bina. Ki'esh Mora, fire, dictates Al Gvuros, it indicates strength. We know Esh is destructive. So Ubina hi Shor Sha'gvuros. So we have to understand, even though we're talking about Bina is where, in from your perspective, so Bina's here, and Chachma's here. So Chachma is right above Chesed. Chachma is where Chesed comes from, that's the right side. So Chachma is Mayim, it produces Chesed, it produces water. And Bina, which is on the left side for you guys, is Esh, it produces Gvura. But the source is really Bina, that's why Bina is corresponding to that of Esh. If you just look at the top here, Os Hey, that footnote, he just quotes a short Zohar in the Pinchas, where Chen Mavur B'Zohar Kadosh, V'Kasa B'Shari Gan Eden, Habina Hu Yisota Esh, Fish Iker Sharasha Minagvurus. That's what the Zohar tells us, that's where it comes from. That Esh is the Indian of Gvur, of Bina. Okay. So then he says back inside here that, this is interesting. If you take a look actually further down, I just noticed this now, the paragraph that begins, Shoresh HaShemesh B'Bina, but the source of the sun is in Bina as well. It makes sense because it's all fire. No de dekoach harifua, hu misod olam habina, kamo shekasev Yeshaya, ulevavo yavin bina, v'shavir afeila. So apparently, rufua comes from the world of Bina. Umekor rufua, hu be'or HaShemesh, kamo shekasev Malachi. Apparently, rufua comes from fire as well. Shemesh tzedakim rape b'kanefeha. The Ksiv Aizrach La Shemesh, that when the sun rose for Yaakov, he was healed. Harei Da Shemesh Shimakor Eishu Yabina. So somehow fire is a source of refuah, it's a source of gvur as well. It's in somehow these are all connected. I don't know how exactly they're connected, but that's what he explains. Now, just to be clear a little bit, we have sometimes that the Shemesh is really Teferis, not Bina, because we say, and if you look in Kish Levana, pay attention, so you see the words Tferes and Malchus are very much connected. And the words in the Bracha, it says Tferes and Malchus. Mm-hmm. So the Levana is the Malchus. It's the Levana is the recipient. Mm-hmm. And the Shemesh is the Tferes, it gives off that light. So it's the Kish Levana is referring to those two different luminaries. So there we see Shemesh is Tferes. We say many places. Moshe Rabbeinu is Shemesh, while Yeshua is Levana. So Moshe is Tferes, but Tferes is Torah. It's Moshe Rabbeinu. How come he's saying here Shemesh is really Bina? If you look at his next note, he writes in the next paragraph, Ubi'urahu, the bottom right there, Kishoresh HaShemesh Shibina. But the Or HaShemesh, the light of the Shemesh, that is Tferes. That's what he explains here.
The higher level of
Shemesh. Exactly. Exactly. Yep, so Bina is the higher level of Shemesh, the essence of the Shemesh, but the Or of Shemesh is actually the Tferes. V'yadu, it's known that Bina is Nikres Eim Habanim. Right? Bina Yisera, mothers have a Bina Yisera that we don't understand. They have the sixth sense of some sort. They're the Eim Habanim. They're the mother of the children, which we said before is Leah. Remember, that's Leah. Ki'ima de mechafefes al-banel, like a mother who's hovering over her children. Those children, we discussed this before, is referring to the six children of Tiferes, the Shesh Ktavos. It's referring to the six children. She had six children, Leah, right? Six children refer to Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod. So the Tiferes is Kolel, Besocha, Kol, Shesh, Ktavos, Nikra, and Banim, the Sfiras, Bina. That's what he explains here. And that's why, Lachain, Kasher, Nachal, Yaakov, Avinu, Shayam, Merkavo, the Sfiras, Tiferes, Yaakov, who was Tiferes, that the sun rose for him, Shehiira Sviras Bina Alav, that the Bina, the Shemesh, came for him, Meora Hagado, Vatik of Hitzchil Ora Shemesh, Lizrach, then it gave him the light to be able to create his children in his rape, and that led to all the children, the six Ksavos that came thereafter. So either way, we see that Eish is sourced in Bina, which is the source of Gvur ultimately. So if we could run quickly to the end now, Shorash Ruach with Peteferis. Ki Yaakov Avinu Lav Hashem Hayam Merkava L'Sfiras Tiferes. Ubeik Siv Atichi Ruach Yaakov, and his Ruach Yaakov came to life. His spirit was awakened. Gam Tiferes he Lashem his Paris Haba Migayva Shemeshar Sharuach. A person has a certain Ruach, right? Gasas Ruach means a person's about Gaiva. He has a strong spirit. He feels proud of himself. His Paris means to glorify oneself. Kamar Ruach Magbiyas Isa, that the wind, the action, causes a dough to rise. L'schametz, b'chtei she'tiela teferis, the oxygen, the chemical reaction, whatever it is, causes something to grow big. So that teferis could be about gaiva. Teferis could also be just a person not being about gaiva, but ki go ga Hashem, right? That the gaiva, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, not the gaiva myself, but represents a ruach of something expanding. You know, gases expand. Ruach is gas, in essence. So gas is able to be more expansive than solids and liquid. It's the most. It takes up a whole room. So that's the idea of ruach, something being teferis. And then, finally, the fourth one, shorash ha'afar, the dirt, is b'malchus. Kemo shekasev v'nefesh ka'afar l'chol tiyer v'nefesh u'malchus. So the afar, the dirt, is the bottom. The malchus is the bottom. It's the ground. It's everything below that. So that's malchus is afar. U'v'kazet tira, and this you'll see, she'ein shum davar ba'olam shelo yeh bonita t'me osios Hashem avayiz baruch. There's nothing in the world that doesn't have a little bit of a spark, a little bit of a taste of the osios of Hashem. Ki b'chol davar nichlalu hadal yisodos harimuzin hadal olamos shem neged hadal osios shem avayi baruch hu. So everything in the world has something from one of these four, mayim, eish, ruach, and afar. Okay, we'll stop here. And so I guess we'll be off the next few weeks because of slichos and yantif. So maybe I'll have to reconvene maybe in a month or so. Okay, shkoyach, everyone. Shkoyach.